True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
5 o'clock. Everybody get in their car, driving home. So us very, very creative people here at WEEI Afternoons decided this segment at 5 o'clock should be called The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Very dated open. Who drives 55 anymore? If you're driving 55, you're the idiot that everybody's honking at to telling you, right one's the gas, Grandpa, go faster.
That could be local roads.
I guess on local roads, you're right. But generally, if you're going to have that high-pitched voice, it's like a highway, get your ass moving. Yes, Dan.
Feel free to make a new one.
Drive 75? No,
new
I'm
intro.
Not going to sing it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I could figure that out, I'm sure. Okay, you going to die back there?
All right, bud. Hang in there, Fitz.
Choke on something?
Yeah.
So Josh McDaniels, who will speak with us tomorrow just after 2:15, I've been told will be the time. His first in a series of appearances this season. Pretty good week here at WEEI Afternoons. We start on Monday with the quarterback. And on Friday, we have the offensive coordinator, the two, and their relationship in the story of the week, right?
Are you going to ask him if his career is at a crossroads? Hey, Josh?
I don't.
Is your career at a crossroads?
You going to ask
him? He's expecting me to ask that.
Nobody's asking him that in the second week of the season.
Are you going to ask him if he's putting too much on the plate of Drake May?
Yeah, because he's already going to ask that.
Yeah.
No, there will be some of those questions and the feeling out process. And you know what I'm going to ask him I want to know about a little bit is – this is other than the Cam Newton sample, that sample size of Cam Newton, like this quarterback is a little different than what he's dealt with. And like, remember he had that audio from, I think, Edelman's podcast when he was last year, when he was just watching Drake May from afar. And he was like, I'm interested to see what kind of quarterback Drake May becomes. Does he want to be a passer? Does he want to be a runner? Are they going to make him both? Well, now it's not a theoretical. Now you're the guy doing it. So his vision, this vision of what he's going
to
be.
Well, I want you to ask him about all the touring he went of all the colleges in the last year.
You seem to want to make this argumentative.
Yeah, you guys are trying to start a fight. Yeah,
I'm not going to be there for the interview because I don't come on till 3. So I just want you to make sure you hit all the
tough guy shows up at 3. Tough guy will be listening on his way in to see how tough I am. Anyway, Josh McDaniels spoke today. He talked about the plate. He doesn't think there's too much on Drake May's plate, but more importantly, he made a very definitive assessment of his quarterback and what he is to the New England Patriots. I think this is very interesting that he would say this at this point.
And I would say the biggest thing for me is just, you know, he's a young quarterback. You know, he's a young quarterback. You know, he's learning through all these experiences and he's the right guy. And so we're going to have an opportunity to continue to grow and improve and get better. And I think I would be really you know, jumping ahead and jumping the gun if I tried to sit here and pinpoint one or two things. We work on a lot of things to try to get better every day, and he's gonna improve.
Did you hear that, Ted? He's the right guy. So yeah. We can debate it. It is like this weird thing that you can't really define. Mm-hmm. But when you say the guy's the right guy, so he's the quarterback for the New England Patriots, like, do you agree with Josh? Like, do we know right now that Drake?
Does Josh really believe that? He was kind of. Did you feel really confident when he said it that he really meant it?
I mean, he didn't yell it from the top of a mountain.
Yeah, Drake's the guy.
He did. Well, Stiz, play it again, Stiz. I won't put you right on the spot, but if you could rewind that, I don't think he put a question mark.
And I would say the biggest thing for me is just, you know, he's a young quarterback. You know, he's a young quarterback. You know, he's learning through all these experiences, and he's the right guy.
Okay, he kind of did have a question mark. He's the right guy?
He's the right guy, question mark? Yeah. You know what? A lot of times you just got to fake it till you make it. And just if you just say it into existence, and maybe that'll be it. But he's the guy for the next two years at least, right?
Are you sure about that?
Yep. He's going to get at least another year to prove himself. If it goes down in a blaze of glory this year, guess what? Drake May will still get an opportunity to be this quarterback, the team of this quarterback next year.
Bryce Young got benched more years. Next week, this time basically a year ago.
He stinks. Bryce Young was overdrafted and can't even see over you. Come on.
Number one overall pick was Bryce Young.
He's tiny.
Yeah, a little different. I don't know the age. I think they're both young.
One to three. Not that big a difference in the number of picks. A similarity is they both had first-year coaches in the time when they were trying to figure out if they were making a year-two jump. The first-year coach in Carolina benched Bryce Young. Now, I don't think Mike Vrabel will bench Drake May. I don't think he's going to, but that just puts it into perspective how fast this happens. Fitzy, do you think there was a question mark after Josh McDaniels said he's the right guy?
It sounded borderline hostage tapey to me.
Mike made me say it. Mike Vrabel told me before I came out here to say he's the right guy.
Robert told me that the Venmo wasn't going to go through unless I came out and gave Drake a vote of confidence. So I think he's the guy. Like,
Dan
literally,
Ball?
That's what it sounded like.
I took away from it more of like a, come on, guy. It was a lower octave, but it was kind of like, he's the guy. He's the right guy. Come on, guys. He's the right guy. That's kind of how I took it.
Don't you guys agree?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Come on, media. He's the right guy.
Okay.
That's how I took it.
Can we just real quick just compare the his age to the other guys in that same class?
2024 draft class.
Yep. 2024 draft class. Bo Nix, 25 years old.
Yep.
Michael Penix, 25 years old. Jaden Daniels, 24 years old. J.J. McCarthy, 22 years old. Mm-hmm. And then you got Drake May, 23 years old.
You remember that commercial where it's like you're acting like your parent? You got up early and no one cares. I feel like you're younger than them and no one cares. Like, you got to win. Like, is that a part of his history? Sure. Did he play less games in college? Yes. Is he younger? Yes. Does that mean you get three extra years to catch up to those guys? Are they going to give you till you're 25 to win games? No. No, they're not. They're going to give you this year and maybe next year. And if you don't start winning and stop throwing picks.
You know what? It's almost not like I got to see him, I don't know, take over a game and bring the team from. Can I see him play a brilliant half?
Sure.
Can I see him play a brilliant three quarters? I'd like to see him win, but I'd like to see him play like, you know, where he's, you know, with his hair on fire for like, you know, five series in a row. Can we do that? Like, flash. I don't see him flash enough.
Like JJ in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Monday Night Football.
Right.
That's a flash and a bang.
That's a flash.
Yes, Dan Ball.
To Ted's point, I would love to come away from a game against one of these subpar teams going, man, Drake May won the Patriots that game. Mm-hmm. Maybe the defense wasn't at its best. Maybe Spillane didn't have a bunch of tackles. Maybe Gonzalez is still hurt. But Drake May is the reason we overcame and won that game. You haven't been able to say that yet.
He started
Sunday.
13 games, 14 games. Like, can we get one?
Well, yeah.
Where we say,
well,
just
maybe
one.
This is the week.
I'm not on your side for as far as who I'm picking this Sunday, Andy, but I'll tell you this. If the Patriots do win on Sunday, I don't believe it's going to be Drake May as the sole reason, like Dan Ball is talking about. I think if they win Sunday, he contributes, but I think they run the ball down Miami's throat and ground and pound them into submission.
They're absolutely going to run the ball. Now, whether he has to make some plays that could make him part of the winning formula. I probably will. I just think that's modern NFL. Generally, the quarterback has to make a few plays here or there, but he's still looking for that. And so as he sort of finds his way in New England in Josh McDaniels' offense in this season, he probably needs a little support. We've talked about it. He probably needs somebody to kind of pat him on the back every once in a while and tell him he's good at stuff.
Yeah,
Love language.
Boom. Maybe. Boom. And who knows love better than Stephon Diggs?
As far as like going on the practice field, you know, I feel like the coaches do all the, you know, kind of the preparing. We kind of do our portion, but they put us in the best situation to be successful. So for us as a receiver, you just want to have an open dialogue, especially with a young guy. He can play at a high level. So just being there for him consistently, I think a lot of positive reinforcement rather than like, you know, ripping a guy would be obviously helpful. So and I think he could take it. I feel like he's a tough guy too as well. He's not like he's not a softie or nothing. I would never say that. So as far as like just being there for him and having an open dialogue, if you see something, you know, let me know, that open line of communication. And being a receiver, you know, I imagine it's a lot easier being quarterback.
The hell does that mean at the end? Huh? What did he say at the end?
I'm not sure he really knew.
I just wanted
saying.
To fixate on the
as far as like just being there for him and having an open dialogue. If you see something, you know, let me know, that open line of communication. And being a receiver, you know, I imagine it's a lot easier being quarterback.
Lot easier being quarterback?
It's not easy. Like he's saying, you know, it's hard to play wide receiver, and it's got to be hard playing quarterback.
But
too.
Let's remove some of the other stuff and say positive reinforcement. That's a good thing that Stephon Diggs, the veteran, alpha, big money, been around the block.
I want
receiver,
him doing that. Yeah. I want him affirming the kid in a positive way.
Do you believe it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Long pause there.
Josh McDaniels was more convincing when he said that Drake May is the right guy.
But you're saying, do I think Steph Diggs affirms him?
So,
like he says?
When you take into account his track record, wanting the football, his issues with Josh Allen, his issues.
I think right now.
Okay.
I think right now, yes. I haven't heard anything to the contrary. I haven't seen anything. I'm looking for signs that there might be trouble in paradise. I have yet to see it. I mean, he had 5 catches on 6 targets. That's pretty good. That's a good ratio. Steph Diggs.
Oh, yeah. Seven targets, I think, and like 29 snaps. When he was out there, they threw to him like one in every 4.
The interception was intended for Steph, but that was because he was getting hit.
But he was open.
Yeah.
He was. It was a weird route, but yeah.
Oh, you didn't like his route?
I didn't. No. I wondered if Steph was running the right route. That's all. We would hear reports of Steph Diggs, you know, saying things to his quarterback. He's not. He's right now. But if they go 0-4, that tune might change.
Right.
Right now, it's fine.
Or if he doesn't get those targets, or if he just watches Booty take off as the number one guy, or who knows? A million things could happen. Yes, Diz.
It's kind of like, sounds like to me, like he's trying to make us believe like he's not soft. Like, I know everyone keeps saying he's soft. He's not soft. He's not soft.
Yeah. He did sell you on he's not soft, which, are people saying he's soft? Do they think Drake May's soft?
Are people asking him if he cares about winning and how important winning is.
Thank you, Ted.
I don't know if those are the same things.
Really?
Do you have the killer instinct?
Yeah. Do you like to win?
Part of it, maybe.
Do you like winning?
Who asked him that? It's a good question. It's a very good question. You need to know that about your quarterback.
We did have a caller earlier today who sounded like Karen Garigian, who implied that Drake was soft.
Yes, Karen.
I know that's just one person.
Liz. That was Liz. Yeah. It was Liz. Yeah. I heard that call.
He goes, that was Liz. Don't say that was Liz. Karen.
I was like, wow, Liz.
I feel like we're hearing a lot from the players and other people inside of the building that he's not soft. He's not soft, which makes me tend to believe there is something to it.
Doth protest too much kind of thing?
Exactly.
Interesting, Stiz. Stiz picks up on these things. He's good at that.
He's on his way. Watch out.
So let's stick with Drake May, because while we're talking a lot locally about doubts about Drake May, Adam Schefter looks at things from a little bit more of like a 30,000-foot view, right? He's looking at the whole NFL, looking at it from afar. He's got his connections and his sources. Adam Schefter sounds like he's pretty all in on Drake May.
I don't know what the right answer is to your question, how long it takes. But I can tell you that right away, you can see it or not see it. I think we've seen that Drake May has it. I think we've seen that, okay? And now it's time for them to develop him and for him to grow into the type of quarterback that he clearly has the talent to be. Your eyes can tell you right away whether the guy can play or not. The numbers might not be great, but he's going to find a way to get it done more often than not.
Not sure. I need to know what the definition of it is
also
before I say he's got it.
going to find a way to get it done more often than not?
Depends on what
has shown us that so far.
Yeah, I don't think Adams. I don't know. You need to make a very good case.
What was that, Ted?
He just says he has it, and then didn't give you really any examples of what it is. And then he's I don't know. He's way more optimistic than the evidence would show.
Could that be coming from his sources and what they're expressing to him Drake May?
I think you know Adam works for the NFL, and the owners are the NFL, and owners want guys like Adam saying positive things about their quarterbacks.
So that they go order Fitzy the new Storm jerseys, Storm blue jerseys, rivalry jerseys
the
that
are
available. Yeah, that are available this week, and you don't want a bunch of those number 10 jerseys left over at the end
but
of the
it's
season.
Also the
was
national
there a
guys-
reason why people are Pats fans just cheap, or are they just putting tape over the Mac Jones jerseys that says May because even they have some doubt?
Oh,
that's
I think
still the number one selling jersey.
I think people have doubts. Yeah, I think more, and the doubts are growing a little bit. Within and I'm this is very just talking to people right like yep. A lot of people I know are like a little less sure. No one's off the bandwagon, they're just a little less sure.
And let me tell you, people, a lot of people think this is his rookie year. I'm seeing this as his second year. He played 13 games. A lot of people are like looking at, well, let's see how he does this year. It's like, what? No, we saw how he did last year. This is the jump year. I don't want this year being looked at through the prism of this is his rookie year. No, this is his second year in the league. I would think fans would want to see a little bit more and expect more than they would from him as a rookie.
According to the 781, you're all just going to tear this kid down and not even give him a chance. Shame. How you react to that, Ted Johnson?
That's crazy. If you heard me talk 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, I was very, very optimistic. But what I've seen out of the shoot makes me a little bit nervous and I have some hesitation. But I love the kid's physical traits. Skill set, I love.
I annoyed the hell out of Christian Arcan for like 6 months saying you can't break a diamond. You can't break a diamond. And this guy's a diamond. This guy's a diamond. I said it ad nauseum. Now I'm a little less sure he's a diamond.
Mason Miller. Kid's a diamond. Kid's like, a diamond.
I mean, he's, kid's
the
a diamond.
Only thing I've leaned into is that he's got special qualities, special athletic traits.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's a franchise quarterback. I think he has the skill set to be it. That doesn't mean he has the mindset, the competitive fire, all the other things that it takes to be a great quarterback in this league.
Well, where was everyone to put him through the does he have it test last year, or were they so enamored of his physical traits and his amicability?
I think that's what it was more than anything. I think he had some unbelievable throws, and you just go, okay, well, he's going to figure out the quarterback position, and those unbelievable throws are going to become more and more consistent.
I also think we, as a football-loving region, had been for years, this isn't against Tom Brady or anybody, but like for years we had seen athletic quarterbacks and never had one, really. Cam Newton was a broken Cam Newton at the end, and I think there was a little bit of, oh, we got one of those now that can run around and do things and throw across the field and extend plays.
Yep.
And I think we wanted that, right? Like, we embraced that idea until
I think you got to have a little bit of that to be a really good quarterback in today's NFL.
It's the modern NFL.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, we've been watching him and him develop. But now, at some point, it has to lead to touchdowns and victories and plays. 617-779-7937. Let's work in a couple phone calls here. Let's go to Jeff in New Hampshire. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, guys. Great show. So Drake, for the first time since he's been here, has been taking a lot of grief, like on the airways and all that. And I'm just curious, Ted, how much is he insulated from this communication? And do you think that this is going to either motivate him or actually put pressure on him and he'll go the other way? I'm just curious, how much is he hearing about it's changed. The opinion of him has changed, and I'm wondering how much he's hearing.
Thanks for the call, Jeff.
I think, Jeff, that's an excellent point, and I worry about this. I've been thinking a lot about this. I get a sense that he's frustrated already, and we're only on week two. Week two, and I already get a sense that he's kind of over the criticism or the coverage of him or what it takes to be, you know, a franchise quarterback in this region and all the expectations that come with it. I'm already sensing a frustration from him where he's just kind of like, oh, really? He's a little tense with the media already. I mean, we're week two, and I already sense, I don't see a kid that's relaxed and enjoying it. I see a guy that's I feel like the pressure to some degree is mounting, and you could see it in his voice. You could see it in his play. That looked like a guy that was feeling pressure, the way he played to me last Sunday.
And that was one game. Like text line wants us to remind everybody it's one game. And we'll see where it goes. But I think Jeff's on. I think it's impossible to ignore the criticism these days. Social media, and I'm not even saying him. He now has a wife. He has friends. He has mother. He has, like, people are going to hear it, and when they're going to, even if they don't intend to, they're somehow probably going to kind of pass it along to you. Plus, he has to deal with the media, has to deal with idiot questions like, do you love football on WEEI on a Patriots Monday?
He's being covered in a completely different way than he ever was at North Carolina.
Right.
Like, it's a totally different fan base, and the media is totally different, and it's takes some use to get into.
And he said he gets it. He has said multiple times, I understand that being the quarterback of an NFL team is one of 32 jobs, and that comes with the job. But it's one thing to say it and know it and then go through it and feel it, right? And he's living it, and he's feeling it. And
it looks like it.
Again, I have simple advice to him. I'm a simple man. I'm a simple little man. Throw touchdown passes. Don't throw interceptions and win games. Yeah. You do all of that, everything will be cured. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Jordan in Vermont. What's up, Jordan?
Hey guys, nice talking to you. Thanks for taking the call. Ted, you're a legend. I think that we are all very enamored with his physical abilities, mostly because he has to go and do things that are so over the top on such a poor roster. Like, he's the only bright spot, right? So he runs around and he creates these plays. He makes these crazy throws because he has to. Nobody's open. Do you guys think it's something to do with that? Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for the call, Jordan. The questions about the surrounding cast are legitimate, right? I mean, less legitimate this year than they were last year. This team is better, right? Do we all agree?
Yeah, Fitzy?
Like, we all agree.
This roster is markedly improved. Otherwise, the draft was a hoax, and they spent $210 million on nothing.
But he's a long ways from being like a game manager and a point guard and just get the ball to everybody else because they're really good and you don't have to do anything. The truth is somewhere in the middle, but the reality is, like, Carolina didn't have good weapons for Bryce Young. Did they bench the other 10 guys, or did they bench Bryce Young 2 games into his second NFL season? Right, the quarterback, you're the one in the spotlight, whether you like it or not. It's why you get paid if you're good at it, 50, 60, soon to be $70 million a year, because you're the centerpiece of the whole operation. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. Continue to debate Drake May. It is interesting. I'm not using career crossroads a week into the second NFL season, but there is a lot of heat on the young New England quarterback. He needs a victory. He needs some plays, and he needs it soon. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I was waiting for a beat drop or something. I didn't get anything special out of this rejoin from Stiz. WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, Ted Johnson. A lot of Drake May talk all week long. It's been kind of Drake May week here in Patriot Nation.
I think a lot of us were expecting a different game from Drake.
So you're kind of disappointed?
You know what? I was a little let down. I was hoping for more. But I mean, based on what I'd seen and heard all through training camp, I mean, I wasn't expecting it. I was hoping for a big jump. I thought there would be just some of the stuff that was in his game, not there. But a lot of the stuff that was in his game last year is still there. The footwork, the antsy pants in the pocket, you know, bailing on a clean pocket. He had the sixth most time to throw of any quarterback in the NFL last Sunday, and you wouldn't think it. You would think that he was being bombarded the whole game, and that wasn't the fact. So he's just – there's got to be a little bit more of a calmness in his game if he's going to take the next step.
I'll give you another stat that's disappointing as to that week. I'll go next level Dan Ball nerdery. He scrambled three times and had a negative EPA. He had an EPA of negative one. Second worst in the NFL basically on all scrambles behind Burrow, who was assaulted by Myles Garrett and the Browns all second half long. They only had 7 net yards. So that's out of 32 quarterbacks, by the way. He was the second worst scrambling quarterback, which means he either didn't find his lanes and gaps, ran into trouble, or both.
Well, no, I think some of that was, and originally I thought it was a good thing when I was watching it unfold in live time. He was sliding early. He seemed like he was being cautious. There was a couple early slides.
Yes.
And I don't know how that plays into the expected EPA crap. He definitely slid three yards before he could have.
Correct.
Could have picked up another three yards. So I'm guessing that hurts the formula there, which again, I originally sort of took as a positive, like he's being smart. He knows how valuable he is. He's doing the Jalen Hurts, because Jalen Hurts does that. He slides earlier than he has to until it's a touchdown, until it's a first down that he's trying to get. And then when I watched the rest of the game, it was almost like that played into the don't do this, don't do that, the thinking that I think was going on, including get your ass down. Don't even think about getting hit if you scramble. And I think that's what we saw on Sunday. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Chris in New Hampshire. What's up, Chris?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. First of all, you're all wonderful.
Thank you.
And Ted, previous caller said you're a legend. Indeed, you are.
Oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
So earlier today, I was watching the Colin Cowherd show, and he had Tom Brady on. That's why I was watching it. And at one point, Colin said on Caleb Williams, do you give him until Thanksgiving and see where he's at and then pull the plug? And Tom Brady then proceeded to give a clinic on quarterbacking in the NFL. He said, quarterbacks get rated, but offensive coordinators don't get rated. Quarterback coaches don't get rated. Offensive line coaches don't necessarily get rated. He really went in depth on all that stuff and how all those factors play into what a guy can do on the field. And you think about that, you know, when sucky teams have the first, second, third pick, they're picking great players, they think. But then who are they getting for coaches? So it might be a little early to beat up on Drake May, which isn't necessarily what everyone is doing, but kind of they are.
Thanks for the call, Chris. That audio you alluded to, we actually had in the holster for odds and ends. So stick around. We'll hear a little bit about Tom Brady talking about young quarterbacks and quarterback development.
It's tough because we have a show to do today. We got to, tell you what we saw.
Yeah.
So I'm not giving up on the kid. But does it sound like it's harsh critiques? Yeah. I was hoping to get a little bit better performance than I got in week one.
And you said it, Ted. It's year two. It's not his rookie year.
We watched his rookie year.
We watched him not play initially. Then we watched him play and sort of the ebbs and flows of all that. This is year two. And fair or not, everybody has the word jump after year two. They're just like they go hand in hand in the football world. Year two, jump. And that's at every level, right? If you have a sophomore quarterback in college, any whatever, does some things as a junior year, you're expecting maturity, consistent, like settle into the role, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's no different with Drake May. And we didn't, if last week's game had been the first start of his career, I think we'd be more positive about it, don't you?
Behold, night and day different.
Okay, thanks.
Night
but it wasn't.
Day different.
It was the first start of his second year.
That's correct.
Two different things.
Very much so.
Okay.
I'm grading him on a different curve this year than I did last year.
But I do want to ask aloud, I wonder what it would be like, and none of us are going to go find the tapes. I wonder how much panic was in the voices of Buffalo sports media week two of the 2019 season. Now, this was before the Patriots beat them early on. I wonder if they were like, well, we were told this kid was hyper-athletic and Daboll should have gotten to him by now. Again, halfway through that season is when Daboll unlocked Josh Allen. So that's why I preach patience, and I'm saying pump the brakes on the Drake takes.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fair. And when does the patience run out? When do you not hit the brakes anymore? That's up to each individual, right? We all see things and assess things and try to figure things out. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Dave in Westwood. What's up, Dave? Dave?
Hello.
Hello, Dave. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Guys, I think we really do have to pump the brakes. And realistically, being a football fan for many, 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 many years, you really have to step back and kind of let the whole thing evolve. Give everybody a chance to settle in, because it's a brand new year with a lot of brand new stuff. But my point is this. I want to enjoy football, and I'm going to enjoy the little things in the Patriots season. But 2 days ago, I watched a 30 for 30 on the Buffalo Bills, and they went into detail in terms of their four successive Super Bowl defeats and all of the bizarre things that happened behind the scenes that I didn't know about. I am going to be pulling. My second favorite team this year is going to be the Buffalo Bills, and I'm going to be pulling for them to win it because I enjoy football, and Buffalo is my second best team.
Thanks for the call, Dave.
I think there's a lot of fans that think like that, if we're being honest.
That's the saddest thing we've ever heard. You're so bad, you've driven fans to root for the Bills.
It's the weirdest thing.
Oh, no. It's because Josh Allen is so likable.
You know what it is? That's what it is.
He is likable.
It's the Josh Allen effect.
But if you were good, you'd be competing with him, not rooting for him.
Of course.
Yeah, and then when he beats you in the wild card round, you say, well done, take a knee, hand him the sword, and wish him well. But right now, to some people, it's like all you got.
We've owned the Buffalo Bills around here.
Owned them. Past tense. Yep. Used to.
Brady was 33-3 against them, for God's sakes. I think we had it pretty good.
It's one of those franchises that we just beat up on and collected Super Bowls and wins against them. So you kind of are like, you know, I want to see the Bills win a little bit. You know?
But you wouldn't think that if you were actually competitive.
That is correct.
And you're so non-competitive, you're not in the same conversation that you're rooting. And I'm with you. I root for Josh Allen. I love Josh Allen. But that is a that's a sad
I would say it's more, it's an indictment. It's less sad. It's more just an indictment as to how things are right now.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Derek in Providence. What's up, Derek?
Hey, what's going on? First, I'd like to say you guys got to stop Cineglazing Josh Allen and joining the Bills Mafia. You guys are making me sick.
That was mostly Ted.
I want to know what you guys think. Do you guys think that it's more Josh McDaniels being more conservative, throwing those stupid little swing passes, not letting Drake air it out, or do you think it's really Drake May who's struggling out there right now?
Thanks for the call, Derek. I think it's a combination of both. I think it's Drake May dealing with what Josh is giving him. People were right this week. Whether it's too much on the plate, it's about the melding together of the brain and the quarterback, the scheme and the quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say those passes that were overthrown to start the game, those are on the quarterback. At the end of the day, if you rubber gun to head, I would say it's more on the quarterback, but I agree with you. It's a combination of both. You can see Josh's coaching coming out in him a little bit when I think he's pulling the ball down because he doesn't want to...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Throw an interception, or he's throwing those quick swing passes to the flat to Josh. That is like a perimeter run, so that's a Josh influence. But at the end of the day, I probably put the more of the blame on the quarterback. Too many guys that were open. He was just missing.
Absolutely.
So, but the right answer is Andy's. It's a little bit of both.
We'll continue to take your phone calls about Drake May, and we'll play some of that audio we just alluded to, Tom Brady on the development of young quarterbacks in the current NFL. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Coming up on Odds and Ends, but let's bang through these phone calls before we get to that. Let's go to Joe and Seekonk. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys, how we doing today?
Good, man.
Hey.
So, real quick, everyone's talking about Drake May, and you guys were talking about how the jump from year one to year two hasn't been impressive and stuff like that. But he's with a new head coach. He's got a new offensive coordinator, which everyone knows McDaniel's system. I know we've heard it for years. It's very complicated, so on and so forth. The expectations need to be brought down a little bit. What we want to see is May in year two, year three of McDaniel's offense. You know, Brady wasn't Brady, you know, for a couple of years, but he started with Charlie Weiss's offense and then became McDaniel's offense was relatively the same. So these quarterbacks who come out of college, when you start throwing different head coaches, different offensive coordinators at them, different languages, protections, the whole thing, it's tough to really evaluate them, expect them to lead a franchise when you're constantly learning new things. Let's see what he looks like 2-3 years down the road with McDaniels as his coordinator if he stays.
Thanks for the call, Joe. 2-3 years down the road.
Okay. Okay.
I mean,
you know,
that's a long time.
I get it. It's just, okay.
It's also money starting to add up because before that fourth season, you got to pick up the fifth year option if you're going to do that or not do that. And then you might be on the hook for a contract.
Yeah, that's a ways away. But I get Joe's overall point. Most people calling in are saying that same thing. It's just, okay, all right, let's go, let's go.
Reality is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Are we maybe being a little prematurely critical week one of his second season?
Probably.
Sure. 3 years in Josh McDaniel's system, waiting to evaluate that, ain't happening. If it ain't barking in year one and in year two with Josh, you ain't getting year three.
I'm trying to liken it to, like, if I had a new defensive coordinator every year. Like, how, it's, I don't know. I mean, cover two is cover two. You might play it a little differently, but I could see how going from a one offensive system to the next with completely different verbiage, the completely different pre-snap reads can be difficult. I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, but okay. I'll tell you, by the end of the year two, I got to see something though,
right,
or else it's going to be a long offseason.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Jason in the car. What's up, Jason?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Been a fan of you guys for many, many years. Love you, Ted. Anyways, the other previous caller kind of stole my thunder a bit, but I do want to say about Drake May, but yeah, 3 years is way too long to wait. By the end of this year, he should have vastly improved, but there is something to be said about having a semblance of a running game, and you saw the Vikings. They were down in the second half, and they didn't panic, and my biggest criticism of Josh is his offense is a bit too predictable, and he abandons the running game way too early.
Thanks for the call, Jason. Yeah, I think if there's one non-Drake-related common criticism from last week, it's abandoning the running game too early.
Yeah.
And maybe not enough creativity in the running game.
You know what? Not enough creativity, period, in the offense. Can I just real quick, one of my things that bummed me out about the offense, the screen game. They ran six screens, six. And none of them, not one popped.
No, like, the Raiders blew them all up.
Every single screen they ran. And it was almost kind of like obvious. Like, Travion Henderson, here he comes running in, and it's like on third down, you're like, it's probably going to be a screen because Travion's in the game. And it was, and they were all over it. And I just thought, you know, that Chip Kelly was offensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes last year. Travion Henderson was in his backfield. And Chip ran a bunch of screens to Travion last year.
Yeah.
So all Chip said to Pete was, hey, Pete, watch Travion Henderson getting a lot of screens, because that's all we did at Ohio State. And when the Patriots, every time they throw him out there, they get through a screen to him, and the Raiders were all over it.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. David in the car will be our last call of the day here on WEEI Afternoons. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon. Gentleman earlier, Chris from New Hampshire, he was spot on. Ted, you are a legend. You're well-respected, and thank you for being on this show.
Thank you.
Your opinions, your vision is absolutely spot on. Thank you. So just a couple of things real quick on Drake May and Josh McDaniels. I believe the reason Drake May was not played that much during the preseason games is they didn't want to expose too much of him, because I don't believe he's getting the Josh McDaniels playbook the way he needs to get it. And this is why Josh is being very conservative. And on Josh, what I want to say is Josh is going to tell us what we want to hear.
All right. Thanks for the call, David. Yeah, there's some truth to that. He's going to tell us. He's not going to say he's the wrong guy. I'm not sure he's the right guy for this team. I don't think Josh is going to stand up to a microphone and say that, especially in week one, especially when he's not the head coach. So, yeah, he's telling us what we want to hear.
Yeah. Are you going to ask Josh tomorrow if winning's important to him?
Can you send me a couple texts overnight? I know you're not going to be here, and I'll be like, Josh, Ted's got some questions. Right. He couldn't be here.
I'll give you a question to ask him.
Okay. The Ted Johnson question of the week.
We'll do that.
He'll look forward to that. Yep. Time now for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. So we have that Tom Brady audio that we referenced earlier, Colin Cowherd show, talking about quarterback play in the NFL. We did have to edit this down just a little bit for purposes of getting it on the air in a timely fashion. But let's just say he is pretty critical of the development process of young quarterbacks in the National Football League. Has some praise for guys like Matt Stafford and Patrick Mahomes and others. But this was edited, but this is what Tom Brady thinks is failing young quarterbacks in football.
I would say mental, emotional development from quarterbacks. And, you know, I had a chance to talk to Andy Reid about that, had a chance to talk to Patrick Mahomes about that this week. You know, one of the, they said, look, Patrick flat out said, I can't thank Alex Smith enough for everything that he did for me. All I did was ask him questions in the meeting room my first year. And I look at my first year, that's all I did with Drew Bledsoe. But that's very much the state of the league. And I think we've dumbed down the game in so many ways to allow for a lesser caliber developed player to get in there and lead an organization.
Elsewhere in that clip, he said something to the effect, there's a lot of physical development of young quarterbacks, but not as much mental and emotional development of young quarterbacks, and therefore the dumbing down of the game. Oh, we'll just make it dumber so that the guy with a strong arm and good legs can get out there and play. Do you believe that? Do you think there's truth?
I think there's some truth to that. Yeah, I do.
Is Tom holding them to a too high a standard, though, also?
I think what McDaniels does.
I think Tom does definitely do that.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely, when you listen to Tom talk, he talks in a way, it's like, bro,
I'm not you.
Not everybody could be the super computer. I mean, he became who he was because he had the same coach, the same system, and he was a supercomputer.
He's great. It reminds me, I didn't live this generation, but I had always heard stories that Ted Williams became a hitting coach for, I think, Washington after his playing career. And Ted Williams would say all these things, and guys were like, I can't do that. I'm not Ted Williams. I can't see the baseball the way you see the baseball. I don't have the same swing and eye-hand coordination. Yeah. And I wonder if Brady is in a little bit of that world. Like, you need to relax. You're great for a reason.
Yeah, it's the, you know, it's, you got the 10,000 hour rule. Like, Tom's got the 20,000 hour rule.
Right.
20 years in the NFL, that is a lot of exposure and experience that young guys, you know, will only hope to ever achieve.
All right, Christian Arcan's here from the Christian Arcan Show. How are we doing tonight, Christian?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Tremendous.
Good, buddy.
Very nice. We have a short show tonight because of Thursday Night Football. We're going to be airing that game, which I'm interested in that game. It's going to be a good one, I think. And Washington has never won in Green Bay in like 40 years.
Really?
Yeah, they've never won out there.
And Green Bay has Micah Parsons to chase Jaden Daniels.
That's true. And I'm looking forward to seeing how that all plays out. We're going to about probably split the 90 minutes right down the middle, Red Sox and Patriots tonight. And we will have dongs, as we have not had a whole lot of opportunities for the dongs. It's going to be kind of a small, you know,
small
dong report tonight because there's only a couple of games that are actually finished.
Nothing wrong with small dongs.
That's exactly right, Andy. And we'll recap all the important dongs of the week as well.
All right. Most importantly, Ted Johnson and I came to a decision, and we need to thank our friends over at the Smoke Shop Barbecue.
Fantastic, guys.
The
thank
best
you.
Food drop in the history
Ever.
Of sports talk radio.
Yep.
unbelievable. The cornbread, the barbecue, the butter cake, the sauces, Sweet Victory.
Pork.
I'm bringing Sweet Victory home with me. There's a half a bottle left. Everything. Bacon in those. It is the best
someone
food.
Someone in New England will win tonight.
Best, absolutely. The
smoke
best
shop,
food.
Assembly Row. Smoke shop?
Assembly Row, yep. And nice. Six Seaport. Other locations. Seaport, Methuen, Chelmsford, yeah. Or nice. SmokeShopBBQ.com.
Very nice.
If you want to order some for your weekend of football or Thursday night football, maybe go pick some up now. Stick around the Christian Arcan Show. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6 at Fenway Park. Mike Giardi, Rob Bradford, and Red Sox Yankees with wild cards and divisions on the line. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.